Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I've put over this week's little talk a very short heading. What's your operating system? I richer or I loser? Maybe you clicked on this because you thought that's a strange title. I wonder what that's about. Well, we're in the world of iPhones and iPads, and I have a car with a branding of iMusic and I this and I that. And the world is very focused on I. Dr. Luke, in his diaries, as he describes the life of Jesus Christ, he comes to a stage where he's talking about a man who is a wealthy, wealthy man, and he's got a problem. He's going to leave his inheritance to someone else, and a man comes to Jesus to ask, to say, speak to my brother, that he divides his inheritance with me, so I have rights, he's basically saying. And Jesus puts out a warning note that's very important even in our day. He says, beware of covetousness. Beware of grabbing greed that's always wanting more. He says, a man's life consists not the abundance of the things which he possesses. So he's saying the sum and substance of life is not what you've got. It's who you are. It's whether you have the peace of God in your soul. It's whether you're ready for the next life. It's whether you've got the real eternal life of God in this life. That's important. Jesus tells a story at that stage, a parable about a man who was rich. He was a very successful farmer. But as I read the story, I noticed this, the word I cropped up a lot. His harvest was a bountiful, a bumper harvest. And he says to himself, what shall I do? I have no room to bestow my fruits. This I will do. I will pull down my barns. I will build greater. I will bestow my fruits. I will. And he's driven by his own feelings and everything's focused on him. I wonder today if you're thinking just about yourself or have you ever considered God? Have you ever taken God into account in your life? That's what happened with this man. He was an eye richer. He wanted to be rich, 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 but he lost it all. For the Bible tells us that night God in heaven spoke. He didn't hear it on earth. We don't understand how God works. But God works behind the scenes and is in control. And God said that night to the man, you're a fool. This night your soul will be required of you. He died. He lived for the wrong thing. He became an I loser instead of being I richer. What would you choose? Riches in life or eternal life? All the success of this world or peace in your heart and soul, contentment, forgiveness, joy and eternal life, it's yours. If you come to Jesus Christ who died for you and accept that he loves you despite the wrong you've done in breaking God's law, he died to pay for that wrong and he offers forgiveness to those who will trust him. Thanks for listening. Lots of other short pieces to listen to. If you're interested, go back to the site seekthetruth.org.uk. I trust God would bless you. Let us know if we can help you further. Thanks.